go over right at the end of the game, the timeout.
Yeah, I screwed that up. My mistake.
Can't the players, some of the players call it timeout?
Yeah, no, it's, it, when we lose, John, it's look in the mirror time, and we did not win the game, so it's my fault.
What are your thoughts on Deshaun Watson and how the offense performed?
You know, I thought there were some good things, obviously, Aaron. You know, I thought that Deshaun played his heart out. I thought the whole offense played their hearts out, and it was a good football game. You know, we just left too much time on the clock.
When you see what Watson has done week after week, how impressed are you with his improvement in shouting?
Yeah, I mean, he works hard. He's a sharp kid. He's a fun guy to coach. He learns. Gets better every day. He works very hard on his own with the coaches. He's a special kid.
Did he get better over the course of today's game, within the game?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have to watch the tape, Wex. You know what I mean? I have no idea.
Well, obviously, that's Tom Brady, and you give him almost any time.
Yeah, you know, just, again, it's on me. You can't kick field goals in a red area. And, you know, we had too many field goals down there. And then we leave too much time on the clock. It's a tough guy to defend. He's done it for a long time.
On that last field goal, did you consider going for it on fourth down rather than kicking?
You know, I considered it, but I just felt like at that time, if we could, you know, make it a touchdown game, probably the best decision for the team. Didn't work out that way.
Can you see, you've seen Brady do what he did today a million times, but you still ever surprised by anything he does, especially if they were, what, the 7-yard line, something like that?
No. Nope.
Coach, between a rock and a hard place in terms of allowing so much time, on that last drive, you need to drop back.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, you know, you leave 2 minutes plus on the clock, you know, and you only have a 5-point lead or whatever it was, I mean, it's too much time, you know, and I thought our guys fought hard, and, you know, I don't think it was any, I think at the end of the day, again, it comes down to me. We've got to do a better job in a red area. If we score touchdowns instead of however many field goals we kicked, it's a different ball game. You know, we've got to do a better job in a red area. No, I think the bottom line is winning, Jenny. You know what I mean? I think it's all about winning in this league. It's not college football. It's all about winning. So when you don't win, it's on to the next game. I mean, the next week's a very important week, a divisional game with the Titans, and, you know, it's a very important week.
Could you talk about the Patriots' last drive?
What do you want me to talk about?
What you remember about it?
I mean, they hit some passes. Receivers made some plays. We were in decent coverage. Those guys made plays. Guy threw the ball well. I mean, you know what I mean, John? Like, I don't know what you want me to – I got to see the film to tell you exactly so I can tell you, you know, next time I see you guys. But, you know, look, they made some plays. You know, they got a good offense. And like I said, we got to get more touchdowns in the red zone. Yeah, look, I think that's something we decided to do, stand for the national anthem, but stand in unity. And that's what we decided to do.
Coach, how do you feel about Ryan Griffin's game today?
Yeah, I thought he did some good things. He's a tough kid. He's coming back from injury and, you know, made some big plays on in the passing game, blocked well from what I could see from the sideline. So I thought he did a good job.
You blame yourself for not getting the timeout. What should y'all have done?
Should have called a timeout. That's all. Again, anything that happened negative in that game is on me. It's on the coach. We've got to coach better. And that's the way it will always be with me. We've got to coach better. There will never be finger pointing in that locker room.
Do you get any credit when y'all do something well?
No. Players get all the credit.
Did you regret that challenge or seeing
it? No. I thought that was a good challenge. I thought that his thigh board was down. And I don't really want to talk about the officiating today. I really don't. You know, I don't know what OPI is anymore. And I really don't. So I thought it was a good challenge based on the field position and based on where they would have gotten the ball based on his flip to Gronk.
Bill, can you quantify how Deshaun's competitiveness seems to lift your team?
Yeah, I mean, he's an exciting player. I mean, he's a player that never says die. I mean, he's you're always in the game with him because, you know, he can make plays on his own. And he did it for, you know, it's only his second start, two in a row on the road. You know, look, like all rookies, he's got a long way to go, but I think he's, you know, shown up pretty well the first two starts.
Bill,
looks like you've done some things to adapt to him in the past, even the time that you had. Just your thoughts on kind of how that meshed well.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, we got to keep building the package. We've done a lot in the off season. You know, I'm really, he worked a lot in the off season with the ones, the twos, with everybody. You know what I mean? Like, that's out there that he only worked with the twos and the threes. That's a bunch of whatever. He worked with the ones quite a bit. We have a lot that we do with him. We've been working with him since after the draft, the day after the draft or whenever he arrived in Houston. He's been with us the whole time except for the time off that they had. When you can't meet with him, you're not allowed to. And, you know, we'll just keep building the package.
So do you think Cooks held onto the ball on the touchdown?
I don't know. You have to ask New York.
Bill, you know how
they thought that he did.
You know how tough it is to come in here to win and beat this team, yet you almost pulled it off. What's the difference between almost and actually doing it?
Yeah, it's not until you actually do it. You know, I think it's four, and you know, we just can't do it. And you know, again, it's something that I've got to do a better job figuring out how to beat these guys. But we haven't done it yet, and there's no moral victories. This isn't, you know, Bill. I mean, it's not. It's just, it's pro football. You either win or you lose.
Thanks.